Nobody wants to think about the possibility that somewhere down the road, maybe not too far, they may need help getting up and eating and going to the bathroom. And you're talking about bills in an area like Washington now, easily run up a $70,000 a year bill for these things. So this is really important stuff, and it's the kind of thing you can't put your head in the sand and say, I'm not Scarlett O'Hara. I'll think about it tomorrow. You know, not going to happen. Arthur Stein is going to be my guest. You guys had him on earlier this week. He's one of the leading authorities on long-term care insurance, and he's going to talk about the new plan that the government is introducing for its people, the old plan, which people who are in it can stay in if they want to, the differences in the premiums, the differences in the benefits, the, you know, the pros and cons.
Essentially, these contracts had run their course.
That's right. And it was 7 years without a health premium increase. And many people are outraged because they swore that they were told at the time that premiums would never go up. I can't imagine any reputable person saying that. But they didn't go up for 7 years. Right. That was the life of the contract. This new contract will be for 7 years,
which is so probably what they said. It won't go up for the term of
exactly,
the contract.
The duration
and
of
people
it.
Hear
they heard
what they
something
hear.
Exactly. Right. They heard something else. But the bottom line is, this is a chance to lock in your premiums for 7 years, and something that an awful lot of people. Art Stein has the statistics, but an awful lot of people wind up using this, at least maybe in part. And here's something he gave me, and I'm looking at. People talk about, well, I don't need it now. And you
right.
think, you don't know when you're going to need it.
It's the nature of insurance. You don't
right.
know.
Right. You
as somebody who's taken
yes,
advantage
that's
of insurance.
Right. No fire insurance.
Very, very glad that I had it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, there you go. And you didn't want to collect on it.
No.
The worst thing
yeah,
that
no,
you went
God.
Through.
I'd rather not have collected,
yeah,
frankly.
But you did have it. And here's a 40-year-old. If a 40-year-old bought one of the premiums that Arthur Stein showed me, it would cost $381 a month. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. Try getting it at age 70, $1,040 a month,
yeah.
If you could even get it. So this is the kind of thing, regardless of your age, you should look, check it out, because a 20-year-old marathoner can step in front of a bus and need long-term care as well as an 80-year-old retired federal worker.
And it really seems like long-term care is going to be as this baby boom generation, which is just going to live longer.
Right.
And we all want to enter that period of our lives, the fourth quarter of
right.
our lives, and we don't want to be the burden on our family or be stashed someplace because no one can afford it. It's sort of scary when you think about
that's
it.
That's an excellent point, and really, it sounds like we're selling it here. And I guess, you know, I'm certainly selling the concept of
right.
it. I have it, and I've had it for 20 years, you know, and every penny of my premiums have been wasted, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I hope they're all wasted. But think of this as a gift to your loved ones, you know, your parent, your spouse, your significant other, whoever is going to decide what level of care you get, where you get it. And all that is, if they had a long-term care insurance policy to back them up.
Well, you did the very touching column about your mom.
Yeah, and it was absolutely true. And I mean, that's one of the things I think about her every day, often in that respect, is how easy she made it for us and in a sense for herself, because it was a dignity issue there, you know. But she was in a very fine facility up until the very end that she couldn't have afforded on her own. We couldn't have afforded on our own. But it does
force you to sort of think about priorities.
Yeah.
And I often hear, you know, you're supposed to eat 5 fruits and vegetables
right.
a day. If I did all the things that I'm supposed to do every
couldn't
day,
work.
I couldn't work. I couldn't sleep. I
yeah.
couldn't, you know, I'd be brushing. I'd be flossing.
Exactly.
I'd be, you know, and sometimes when you carve out the money things, okay, if I do long-term care
yeah.
and if I have my house insurance and my car insurance, okay, that leaves me with 72 cents to go wild
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you sort of have to prioritize and figure out what your own risk level is with all this stuff.
Right.
Where do you want to spend
and
the
again,
money?
And again, even if you have a perfect track record in health and your grandparents are still in their hundreds and still going strong, there's no guarantee you won't have an accident.
Right.
And it's interesting. You are the only person, I think, that you're the only person I know who's actually had their house burned down.
Hmm.
So all of the rest of us have, quote, wasted
right.
that money. But you sure didn't waste it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very complex, and it does become, you know, I often hear these people who say insurance is the worst investment on the planet, and that may be true until your house burns down or you use it in some form or fashion.
It's a terrible investment. You don't get any return on your money unless you need it.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so 10 o'clock tomorrow.
And also we're going to have somebody on to give us a legislative rundown. You know, with
with
the health care drive too, the defense authorization bill has sort of been lost in the mist.
Everything else has been lost in the mix.
That's right. We may never have anything happen
again. The phrase they use here is suck the oxygen out of the room.
That's right.
Health care all the time, 24/7.
Yeah, it is. We're going to try to find out what's happened to some of those things, like a cure for the FERS flu and some of the other goodies that are in the defense authorization bill, if it ever surfaces
again. And you've seen this for so many years, but is it sort of your anticipation that these things, once they get through this health care stuff in the next, month or so, maybe, that these stuff will resurface?
Well, yeah, it will resurface. What's interesting is that the Congress, when the Republicans controlled it, the Democrats said, oh, they're not even passing their appropriations bills.
And guess what?
We'll write that. Well, guess what? And it's deja vu all over again.
But the thing that really surprised me is it got almost no attention.
One thing, you have really one-party government now. The White House, the House, and the Senate controlled by the Democrats. So there's no vocal opposition out there to say this. Now, normally, by this time, we would have written many columns and spent many hours on the radio warning people about possible furloughs.
Right.
But it didn't happen this time because it wasn't politically expedient to even bring it up.